The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's our last show before Thanksgiving, Tony. Your turkey costume is looking like a hot mess.
Tony Kornheiser, because I don't like dressing. Do you get it? I don't like dressing. Here's my costume.
This is
part of it.
You look like a pastry, a big fat pastry.
I know. The top of me, which is all you can see, looks like a croissant.
Yes.
But it's a turkey. Here's the thing.
What?
It's a turkey costume. It doesn't have a turkey head. It doesn't include a turkey
now,
head.
How do
and
we
the
know?
Elastic, the elastic which holds the wings and things is all broken. So the costume, in your words,
stinks.
Is complete junk.
Junk.
It's complete junk.
It is.
But I'm doing it anyway. Welcome to the PTI Thanksgiving special, my fellow gobblers. In today's episode, Ben Simmons returns to Philly. Two huge college football games and our turkeys of the year. Weren't there supposed to be some cheers there?
No.
Don't you people follow direction?
We don't need cheers for that costume.
Right. We begin today with the team that I sat here 3 weeks ago in front of you, Wilbon, and picked to get to the Super Bowl from the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers.
You did.
They manhandled Arizona last night in Mexico City, 38-10. Jimmy Garoppolo, who the 49ers did not want during the summer. To four touchdown passes. Christian McCaffrey, who the 49ers did not have a few weeks ago, had 106 yards from scrimmage. Wilbon, where exactly are the 49ers now in the famed and estimable NFC WPI?
Tone, no lower than third. I still have Philly one. They've only lost one game. I have the Cowboys coming off a big road victory, too. You can convince me that the 49ers go ahead of the Cowboys, except the Cowboys beat the daylights out of the Bears, and the Bears beat the 49ers. So I'm actually penalizing the Niners for losing to my Bears. Yes, it was the opener, and the 49ers are a very different team since then, the second game of the season. But, Tone, I'm going to say third. Listen, let me just mention, you mentioned McCaffrey. The use, the creative use of McCaffrey early in the game and Elijah Mitchell late in the game is part of the brilliance. Plus, when you got Deebo Samuel out there and you got Ayuk, and Kittle and Jimmy G. And Jimmy G could be the most inaccurate passer with great weapons anybody's ever seen. He's constantly throwing in front of people too far, behind people too far, but it still works. It shows you why they drafted a guy to replace him and why they tried to trade him. Nonetheless, their offense is so overpowering, it's nuclear. So they could rise to number one, and you made a good call. Let me give you some credit in that stupid costume you got on.
So let me get to this, because as soon as they made the McCaffrey trade, I said they're going to be the best team in the NFC.
You did.
Now, it's not because I think that McCaffrey is himself a game changer in the way that, say, Derrick Henry is or Von Miller is, but because their coach, Kyle Shanahan, now has so many toys. You mentioned all those guys. So many toys to move around, all right? And it all hinges on Garoppolo. I think you're unfair to Garoppolo about how inaccurate he is.
No, I'm not.
Because since McCaffrey got there, he has 8 touchdown passes and 1 interception. And when McCaffrey is on the field physically, he is completing 79% of his passes and he has no interceptions.
Because of his weapons. Are great.
That's when you attack. That when I tell you Russell Wilson's having a lousy year and you attack the coach. No, it's shared responsibility. Here is a quote from Shanahan. Quote, Jimmy's doing a great job. Jimmy always has. When he's healthy, he plays at a high level. We are very fortunate to have him. Unquote. Damn right you are. You and John Lynch tried to get rid of him. And he has bailed you out. Now, I'm not saying he's a great quarterback.
Right.
But it hinges on him. He's gone to the Super Bowl before. He's got enough. And you know, Mike, you know what it's like? When Bill Walsh ran the 49ers and he had everything. Now, his quarterbacks were much better.
Hall of Famers.
Much, much better.
Hall of Famers.
Much better. But he had so many things to work with.
Yes.
And Kyle Shanahan does too.
Tony, you're watching the highlights. I'm watching the games. He throws constantly behind receivers. He almost got Poor McCaffrey killed last night. He throws too high. He throws too outside. His receivers are going to die trying to catch his passes and making him look good. I'm not arguing this with you. He's inaccurate. But his weapons are so great, they get away with it with him back there, Tone. I argue this with my friend Vince Williams all the time. He's telling me, Jimmy G, oh, my God, he's going to get our guys killed. And I would say, shut up, Vince. He's going to the Super Bowl. And I start watching critically. He's inaccurate, Tony. But they're great regardless. They are great.
Let me tell you what's inaccurate. If you go on and on and on.
What's
inaccurate is this turkey costume. This turkey costume is inaccurate. Go ahead.
You look like part of a pumpkin pie. And my people don't eat pumpkin pie. Those are other people's people.
And I hate pumpkin.
Pumpkin pie is awful. Sweet potato pie is the way to go in the NBA tonight.
Hate that too.
Ben Simmons, you never had sweet potato pie in your life. Ben Simmons returns to the court in Philly for the first time since the Sixers traded him to the Nets. After looking lost at the start of the season, Simmons has played well in his last two games for the Nets and said this morning, quote, it feels good to be back. It's going to be fun, close quote. Joel Embiid, James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, all out for the Sixers who have no squad tonight. But Simmons said the fans will make up for it. Tony, what do you expect to happen tonight?
Look at me. I'm a human wave. Look how I do this. Look how pretty that is for people watching in airports and bars. What do I expect to happen tonight, Mike? I expect Ben Simmons to get booed beyond anything he has ever endured. I expect there to be vicious catcalls of Ben Simmons throughout the game. And I expect Simmons to be prepared for it to the degree that he can be prepared for it. And I give you as evidence this particular quote from Ben Simmons. I know what's coming. It's part of the game. One thing about Philly fans is they are incredible. They're diehard Philly, and they are everything Philly. I respect that about the city. It's a sports town, unquote. Not only that,
it's all true.
But Simmons says, Mike, all that he has a certain love for Philadelphia. His brother lives there. Some of his dearest friends are there. I don't know how much of that is strategic.
Right.
But I will say this. If he gets through this game and has a good game, it becomes a milestone for him. It'll never be this bad again. If he has a bad game, that's a different deal. And I'm not one of those people like some of your friends who believe that Ben Simmons will never be an all-star again. I think he's got a fantastic variety to his game. The biggest problem is, will he shoot the ball when it is presented to him? Magic Johnson wasn't a great shooter. He taught himself to be a good shooter, but he shot when it was available. Simmons has to shoot when it's available.
But Tony hasn't until the last two games. And I don't know. I mean, he's going to get booed like crazy tonight. He knows that.
Yep.
And he's right about all the things he said about Philly fans. I mean, I'm not from Philly. I don't care about Philly at all. I find it curious to go there and watch these games for 40 years, which I have. And the passion is undeniable, and it is unsurpassed.
Yep.
I mean, Boston, New York, Chicago, Detroit, these are all places where it's close. But Philly, yes, he's right about all that. He has said all the right things. It is not going to mitigate the circumstance, which is going to lead to him being booed. And Philly has no team tonight. I mean, they'll play as hard as they can.
That's right.
They have some players out there. Doc will get them ready. But the Nets should win again. They seem to be recovering a little bit. Recovering a little bit. They do.
Well, they should win because last week Philadelphia had an important game to them, and that was beating Milwaukee.
Yes.
And this will be an important game to Brooklyn, and they will win the game. Let us move to college football. The college football playoff rankings will come out again tonight, but nobody expects the top four to change. Looking down the road, though, there are two games on Saturday that might affect the playoffs enormously. One is Michigan at Ohio State. The winner is clearly in. The other game is Notre Dame at USC. Should USC win, its path to the playoffs becomes somewhat clearer, pending the outcome of Ohio State-Michigan. So, Wilbon, which result do you have more confidence in?
Tony, I think Ohio State beating Michigan in the horseshoe after losing to Michigan last year. I mean, Ohio State's mission all year long has been, let's get back to them. Let's get back to them. You know, and so, you know, let's get back to the school up north. Ohio State's going to win that game. Michigan's better than I thought. I thought Michigan would have a loss or two by now. They should have lost to Illinois last week, but they didn't. And so I just think Ohio State is a better team. Ohio State's on a mission to get back to the playoff. And a win at home Saturday will get them there. USC has the best player on the field, and they're at home. And they're going to beat Notre Dame, but I'm less certain about that. I mean, it's been a while. USC's on a big stage, and it's uncertain. So I'm going with Ohio State to answer your question.
I agree. I agree with that completely about Ohio State and Michigan, although I was told today there's a 60% chance of rain at the game, and the so-called experts are saying that that will affect Michigan positively and Ohio State negatively. But let's go to the other game, which to me is much more intriguing, and I'll tell you why. Because a few weeks ago, I would have told you I don't care about this game at all. Because Notre Dame had lost at home to Marshall, which is unthinkable. And Notre Dame had lost to Stanford, which is a 3-8 team. And then they beat Clemson, and that changed the arc of their season completely. Notre Dame has won 5 in a row. They have averaged 40 points a game in those 5.
They can score.
And while you are right, Caleb Williams, they should win that game. Caleb Williams could nail down the Heisman in this game. But you can score on USC, Mike.
Yes, you
USC
can.
USC has given up 35 in a win, 37 in a win, 45 in a win. It's just unbelievable totals of points against them. So to me, this is a game worth watching. And if USC wins, if they do, if they lose, they're out. But if they win and then they beat a ranked Pac-10 team in the championship,
likely
the conference championship.
Likely to be in.
Well, except for one thing.
What?
It is a clearer path for LSU. If LSU beats Georgia.
They're not beating Georgia. They're not beating Georgia.
Yes.
They're not
I'm
beating
saying
Georgia.
It's a clearer path.
Okay, but
maybe
they're going to have three losses.
But
they're
a clearer
path.
Well, no, they're not in if they lose to Georgia. The clearer path is to beat Georgia. Let's take a break. But coming up, our turkeys of the year, and I hope their costumes are better. Juwan Howard is a nominee, but not for picking up this basketball while it was in play.
No, my man is not. No. That's my guy. The mop crew didn't make the cut either.
Yeah, you guys smacked somebody in the face.
Stick around and see who did. Huh? Stick around.
I've got the scripts right here. Juwan Howard's in it for punching a guy in the face from another school. That was not a
Pardon the interruption is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Bullet, part of Happy Hour.
Love that sound. It's time to feast on our turkeys of the year, like me. Wilbon, tell them the criteria.
There's no criteria, Tony.
What were you waiting for? Let's serve them up then. Here we go. Grizzlies equipment manager, jersey jumper. Look at that, Mike. Fashion faux pas. They're all in white. What do you do?
Make home teams wear white. Leagues, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, football. Home team wears white. It ain't that hard.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state
so
of Louisiana,
excited.
But more
Brian
importantly.
Brian Kelly, accent adjuster. What a clown accent that is,
was
right?
That was so phony. Unbelievable. It really was.
But if he beats Saban, he can do what he wants. Albert Pujols, slow-mo stealer. The bat came back, but not the speed. Look at that.
He's
40
years old.
Man, I'm faster than
him.
With
sciatica. Tom Brady. What do you want?
That's unbelievable. He's not older than Tom Brady. Brady's 45. Kenny Pickett, slide swindler. This is in the ACC championship. He goes 58 for a score. It's dirty pool, Mike.
It is.
If you say you're going to go down the slide, you got to do it.
If they take his head off, there should have been no penalty after that.
Chase Claypool, crunch time crower. He's celebrating a 1-yard pickup. He was with the Steelers then. He's your account now, right? Yeah. He's with the Bears. He's your problem.
Yeah, he got, like, no pickup so far. No yards of picking up at this point. But, you know, we'll find him.
Here's our boy, Brad Marchand. Goalie goater. He's on our list every year. He's a turkey recidivist, Wilbon. Watch this. Look at this guy.
Yeah, but he's not licking anybody's face this time around. That's probably better.
Not this time. Brendan Lemieux, Kachuk Chomper. He bites Kachuk twice. Gets a 5-game suspension. Someone said it tastes like Kachicken. That's funny.
The NHL doesn't get criticized nearly enough for all the
Hassan Whiteside. Oops, my badder. Oops. Turns the ball over, says my bad, and then gives up a dunk. Look
he
at this.
So
he doesn't care.
You know, became a posterized person after the mistake.
Mikaela Moore, harmful hat tricker, New Zealand defender. 3 own goals and a half. 3 against the U.S. That 3 get, own goals.
That can get you deported from some countries, I'm sure. Own goals.
I would think so. Yeah. Should be. Kyle Freeland, dugout destroyer. The Rocky starter gets pulled, doesn't look up, goes crazy in the dugout. It's shades of Larry Boa. Remember Boa?
Yeah, but Boa wasn't that nuts, was he?
Yes, he was. Baker Mayfield, helmetless headbutter. Look at your boy, Wilbon. You've always defended Mayfield.
Yeah, sure.
Headbutting a lineman. We put this in for you. He's yours.
It's worse than Gus Frerotte headbutting the wall.
LeBron James, lens larcenist. Guy gets his glasses knocked off. Does LeBron help? No. He puts them on, tries to steal them. That's why the Lakers stink.
Funnier than LeBron's commercials. That was really funny.
Blooper, the Braves mascot, Pee Wee Pounder. This was terrible. He's knocking down kids. And then he poses.
They loved it.
To be fired.
The kids loved it.
To be fired.
And then he gives you the LeBron
afterwards.
Now
it's awful. One more mascot, the SMU Pony, field fertilizer. People are cleaning this up on the field, and why do they do that? Because you don't want to leave show business. It's an old joke.
This is like you on your morning walk with your dog. It's embarrassing.
No, I have a bag behind me. Here's your boy, Juwan Howard, Coach Cracker.
My guy.
Doesn't take kindly to Wisconsin losing, beating him, right? He smacks the guy in the face. What do Weber and Rose think of that?
He didn't smack him. He just sort of feather dusted him.
Miami Heat, heated huddlers. There's your boy, Jimmy Butler, who you love. He's going after his own coach, Spo, who you also love. Who are you defending in this?
Jimmy.
Who's your boy?
If Jimmy hits that shot, by the way, Miami would have been in the finals.
Draymond Green. Draymond Green, pool puncher, ding, ding, ding. We got a winner.
Yeah.
That's the turkey of the year.
I'm afraid
and I blame Poole. I blame Poole.
For what? For putting his face in the way? What are you blaming him for?
Instigating. Instigating. I'm always going to stay with Draymond Green. That's it. That's the list. Our turkeys of the year. We're going to take one last break. I'm going to get costumed here. A massive upset in the World Cup still to come.
All you podcast guys, stay together. Aaron Judge reportedly meets with the G-Men. Yeah, the West Coast Giants out there.
Why are they giving me a costume
what are you
with
doing
no
wearing
head
it?
And no elastic?
Just say no. What are you doing?
It's the spirit of the
I'm
show.
I'm not wearing a costume.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. This costume stinks. I look like a donut. Happy 79th birthday, Billie Jean King. Billie Jean King has probably done more to advance the cause of women in sports than anyone ever. Everyone knows about her culture-changing match with Bobby Riggs, but people may have forgotten what a great tennis player King was. She won 12 majors, including 6 Wimbledons, 4 U.S. Opens, the crown jewels of the majors. She was the leader of a group of 9 women who broke away from the tennis establishment to start the Virginia Slim Circuit in 1970, the first pro tour for women. She was a co-founder of World Team Tennis in 1974. She is in the group of 5 women players who are the greatest of all time. I list them alphabetically because it is impossible to separate them. Everett, Graf, King, Navratilova, Serena Williams.
Tony, I know you agree with me. Billie Jean King's an American hero. And Billie Jean King is so important to the fabric and culture of sports
totally
in America.
Agree.
And boys and girls yep. who say, oh yeah, well that was a long time ago. Put down TikTok, turn it off, and Google or YouTube Billie Jean Moffitt King and learn something. It's worth it.
Not so happy anniversary, Mark Sanchez. On this day 10 years ago, in front of a packed stadium and 20 million viewers enjoying Thanksgiving Day football, Sanchez collided with the backside of his Jets teammate, Brandon Moore, and coughed up the football. Patriots recovered, returned it for a touchdown. This play, widely known as the butt fumble, immediately became a blooper reel staple and overshadowed all of Sanchez's NFL career. Nobody remembers Sanchez guiding the Jets to 2 AFC title games. They remember this. Sanchez was 37-36 as a starter for 3 different teams, finished with 86 touchdowns, 89 picks.
Tony, this is the most overused and worthless piece of video in the history of sports. And it's out there because producers who all think they were working for The Tonight Show and Johnny Carson, at least auditioning, who think this is the funniest. Ha, ha, ha! It's so funny. No, it isn't funny, and it needs to be retired forever.
Happy trails to Argentina in its World Cup opener. Argentina beaten by Saudi Arabia earlier today, 2-1, in what is already being called one of the greatest upsets in World Cup history. Argentina is one of the favorites to win this World Cup. Argentina's great star, Lionel Messi, was asked how his teammates were feeling after the shocking loss, and Messi said, and I quote, "The truth? Dead. We expected to get 3 points," unquote. Argentina, which is ranked 48 places above Saudi Arabia, still has to play Mexico and Poland in Group C. Saudi Arabia was projected as a sure win. Argentina arrived in Qatar, riding a 36-match unbeaten run.
For all the people who argue and scream and holler about how Messi's the greatest player of ever, the GOAT, that includes you, Jordan and Matthew Wilbon, shut up. I'm tired of hearing it. Because a guy like Pelé, he won these matches when he was 17. Maradona won them. Messi, who did score today, hadn't won one. He's still searching, and they can go out. They can go out in the they may not win the group phase. They got tough opponents coming up. I'm going to be screaming real loud if Messi doesn't get out of group this time.
One correction from yesterday. I said Chris Jenkins' shot for Villanova that beat UNC in the 2016 title was in overtime. In fact, it was regulation. My bad. Very quick to the big finish.
Let's do it.
We are running out of time, kids. Bulls snapped the Celtics' 9-game win streak. Big deal?
Kind of. The Bulls have given the Celtics half their 4 losses on the season. Aaron Judge in San Francisco reportedly to talk to the Giants. That is significant, is it not?
It's his hometown team. Absolutely significant. Devils stay on a heater, beat the Oilers for their 13th straight win. Your thoughts?
Bruins 16-3, Devils 17-2. Who's better? Who's better? Seriously. Well, reverse those records. Jets coach Robert Saleh has yet to commit to a starting quarterback for Sunday's game against the Bears. I don't believe that a bit. What does it mean?
Zach Wilson better take ownership of that Bears play. Last one, college hoops. Number 10, Creighton. Number 9, Arkansas. Who you got?
I'm liking Creighton, which already has a win over a ranked team. Beating
me too.
Texas Tech, Tony. I like Creighton.
Me too. Mike Gleason's favorite team.
Absolutely.
A lot of time. Trying to do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Oh, you Nebraskans. I'm Mike Wilbon. We're off until Monday, knuckleheads. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Gobble, gobble. And now, your SportsCenter.